Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and AppletreeMediaWorks.com. We appreciate their support very much. Joining me today from Kentucky, we've got Barry Craig of the Kentucky Labor Institute and the Western Kentucky AFL-CIO Area Council. Barry, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Barry, always a pleasure.
And I don't mind being confused with Bill. I hope he doesn't mind being confused with me.
There you go. Hey, very interesting. Unfortunately, a little bit of bad news coming out of the courts. What's going on?
Yeah, Charles, the Franklin Circuit Court, that's in Frankfort, our state capital, has ruled in favor of the state's right to work law. The decision came down upholding this law, but the state FLCIO and Teamsters Local 89 will immediately appeal the decision. Now, in Kentucky, you begin in the circuit court if you bring suit. Then you go to the Court of Appeals and then ultimately the state Supreme Court, and that is exactly what we plan to do, is to appeal this thing. The law, as you know, was passed a little over a year ago by a Republican majority General Assembly and eagerly signed by a Republican governor. So it's a loss, but it's a misstep, if you will, or as Lincoln put it, it's a slip, not a fall, when someone asked about when he lost the Lincoln-Douglas debates and lost the Senate race. So we're going to be appealing it, and it's brand new. It's just breaking. We very much appreciate, too, by the way, a statement of support from Ben Self, the new chair of the Kentucky Democratic Party. And he says the Kentucky Democratic Party will continue to stand and fight alongside union workers for Kentucky's working families. Governor Bevin's budget director spoke yesterday on budget shortfalls under the current administration. It proves right-to-work legislation hasn't economically benefited the state, but it's only weakened the bottom line and bargaining rights for every working man in the state, man and woman in the state.
Right.
So we appreciate the support of that. Now, of course, the answer to this is elections. Coming up this November, we have got to get busy and work with allied groups to elect pro-labor candidates. And in fact, last night I was at a meeting of the local Democratic Executive Committee in Graves County, where I live in western Kentucky, and our candidate, Charlotte Goddard, very strong on union issues, was there, spoke about it, spoke in opposition to right to work. Our congressional candidate, who we talked about the other day, Paul Walker, was also there, and he too opposes right to work. So it's in the courts now. We're guardedly optimistic, I think is a fair way to put it, that we will have this thing overturned in the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court. So we're going to keep fighting.
Barry, with the large numbers of people all across the country and in Kentucky also that have buyer's remorse from buying Don Trump.
Yeah.
And your governor,
yes,
in seeing the trend of anti-working people issues that are out there, workman's compensation,
right
to work.
That's a workers' comp is a big issue in this current session of the legislature. You're right about that.
Is this bringing more friends that normally would not be supporting labor, organized labor in the Commonwealth of Kentucky? Are they coming out in support because they understand that labor is actually fighting for them too?
Charles, I think the answer is yes to that. There is an awful lot of enthusiasm you see, and I think that was reflected in the anniversary women's marches. We had some in Kentucky here. I had one in Paducah. I was there. My wife and I were there. One in Louisville, Lexington, and other places. And, of course, this issue, and it's still there, is this pension issue. And the Republicans have yet to divulge what their bill is. Now, Bevin's bill is out there, and then House Republicans got together. They're getting together to come up with their own bill. Absolutely. And we're making common cause on this. So we have a Kentucky Public Pensions Coalition, and unions are involved in that. Yeah, it's definitely. And, of course, you and I have talked about this many times. There aren't enough of us to stand alone. in Kentucky or Pennsylvania.
Right.
We have to have allies.
And oh, absolutely.
We have got allies.
And, absolutely.
And we're working across, we're really working across party lines, whatever, to support. And again, I think that buyer's remorse absolutely is. But you know, Charles, the back, and we talked about this right to about a year ago, if you remember exactly, in January, the UA put out a video, and this one young guy said, you got to understand, if they vote in the right to work law, the only way we can vote it out is to retake the House, which is 64-36 Republican, retake the Senate, which is 27-11 Republican, and elect a Democratic governor. That's why those elections in 2016 were so crucial. We lost our firewall. That was the House. So I have no doubt that if the day comes, hopefully sooner than later, that we can get the House and Senate back and get a governor, we'll repeal it. No doubt about it. The Democrats in Kentucky are solid in opposition to right to work, and there are a handful of Republicans in the House and Senate that support us on this. So it's a long, tough road.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
you know, and
hopefully the court will rule in our decision, but you know how courts are. It takes a while to go through this court process.
It does, but yet every time I talk to somebody from Kentucky, they are positive at the end of the day when this is all over with that labor and working people in Kentucky are going to be the final winners.
Oh, we will definitely prevail, Charles. It's not as quickly as this is not going to happen by this spring. I don't think. But yeah, we've got the arguments on our side. We've got some outstanding attorneys who are arguing on our behalf. And again, this was a slip, not a fall. We're still hanging in there on there, and we do appreciate the support from Mr. Self, the chair of the Democratic Party in Kentucky, and we're going to try to elect candidates, pro-labor candidates. And the filing deadline, by the way, is January the 30th, just around the corner, and maybe we can talk later about who some of these candidates are. But the Democrats are fielding an unprecedented number of candidates, and many, many of them are women as well. This may be the year of the woman.
Barry, I tell you what, we could be in far worse position than if we had 535 members of Congress in the Senate that were all moms, you know?
I understand.
I think 535 moms, they may not agree on everything, but my God, they'd get a lot done.
Well, we've got some outstanding women candidates down here in our neck of the woods, as well as statewide. And so people are fired up, and I think this is going to also make labor, we're going to redouble our efforts with this and go on from there. And we'll be talking about this later on, and I can even provide you the names of some of our attorneys if you'd like to talk to them about it. They're very good at explaining it. So we'll go for it. Again, this just happened right just recently, so we're kind of getting ready to regroup. But again, the bottom line is we are going to immediately appeal this.
Yeah.
And we'll see what the Court of Appeal says, and if we don't get what we want there, we'll take it to the State Supreme Court.
There you go. Barry, how do we find out more?
Go to our website, Kentucky State AFL-CIO. Got some new posts up there to look at. And again, if you are a union member and would like to chip in, give us an email. I'd say give us a holler, but give us an email at bcraig8960@gmail.com, and we'll get it up there. Can't give you any money, but we can give you a byline.
Well, there you go. We appreciate that very much. In the meantime, Barry, we'll talk to you again soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.